The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Friday, March 4th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, by the way, it's Phone Call Friday. If you want to call into the show, you can call 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306, and we would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to the viewers. I'd love to talk to the listeners. Please call in. Let me know what you think of the show. Ask any questions, anything you'd like to do or talk to me about. Just feel free to call 888-329-3306. Of course, you can find me on Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And you can find me by searching Larry Steinhaus. And I actually think I'm on Truth Social now. I actually think that they actually approved my membership. All right. Don't forget, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, the Money Chat Now YouTube channel, and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. And by the way, if you're making comments on any other page but the Money Chat Now page, I may not be able to see your name. So please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Of course, I want to say hello to some of the users out there online. Some of the people online right now. There's Dan, Joe, and somebody else commenting from the non-page. I don't know who it is, but thanks for watching. I appreciate you. Don't forget that Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, on today's show, of course, we're going to be getting into the futures update. We're going to be talking about Meta and climate change. You got to hear this. It's just a continuation of the stupid week. Did Z use Putin? And, of course, we're going to be talking about today's market plays. Hey, don't forget, if you want to call in, feel free to call into the show, 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. Hey, Jose, I want to thank you for watching on YouTube. Thank you so much, man. All right, yesterday was another one of those days that I really like to say, I hate the stock market. Ugh. It started out slow in the futures in the morning, and then it actually roared open. I was very excited if some of my stocks like American Airlines, Meta, Boeing, and others all look great. The market was up about 250 points in the first 15 minutes, and then I blinked. And then all of a sudden, I saw red, and then I saw more red, and then I saw more red. Ugh, damn, I hate those days. The Dow even tried to bounce back at one point in the middle of the day, and it was up about 150, but still finished down 96 points. And the NASDAQ finished down 214 points. I tell you, the NASDAQ's getting creamed in this craziness. The big winner of the day, interestingly enough, was Best Buy. They had a great earnings report, and the stock popped about 9% as they crushed earnings in a report pre-market. And the weird part is Best Buy today was downgraded, so I don't know. It's very strange. So Kroger was also a winner with a great report as well. The stock closed up over 11.5%. So let's talk about this. Why did the market tank? I always look for news articles that correspond with the timing of a drop like yesterday. So sometimes I find the answer, and sometimes I don't. It's really weird. But you have to remember that the money managers are completely irrational. And sometimes they just take their profits and lock in their bonuses. Well, the only thing I saw at the time of the market drop was an article about the company Sabre, who books airline tickets for several airlines and also for Russian airlines. And it simply made no sense. Basically, the article said that they were, they're going to stop booking Russian airlines. And, it's interesting to watch the world punish Russia for the aggression against Ukraine. Do you remember such a time where other countries had so many sanctions against a country that they made it become an island? I mean, Russia's really simply becoming an island now. You can't fly in and out of it. You can't use money in and out of it. It's very strange. It's actually, I don't know, it's disturbing, but disturbing in a weird way. Like, yeah, go get them, guys. And at the same time, it's like, what is going on here? Is this really a good idea? Well, I hope it works anyway, because Putin is only going to get madder, and he's going to take it out more in Ukraine and other areas if it doesn't end soon. And that's pretty much what's going on right now. You know, let's get back to the drop after this article. It simply makes no sense. Maybe it scared the market into thinking that other airlines would suffer as well, but I can't see the connection. Of course, the fuel price is an issue for airlines and travel stocks, and that's most of the pain we're seeing. You know, Pelosi actually said, and I was trying to find it, but she said it somewhere, we should stop importing oil from Russia. Really? No kidding. And maybe that's the next foot about to drop. Hey, Grandma Pelosi, can you tell your brainchild, brain-dead Biden, to reopen the pipeline so we can be energy self-sufficient again? So many people say this, and it's kind of weird. They say that the Democrats have a plan to destroy this country. And, you know, it sounds bizarre, right? But when you look back at the decision to close the pipeline and then the decisions to not prevent Putin to invade Ukraine, it kind of doesn't look like a coincidence. What is wrong with our government? Oh, wait. I need a lifetime to mention all of it. All right, last night we were also frightened by the fact that the Russians appeared to be bombing a nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Immediately, the futures dropped about 500 points, but it was later luckily discovered that there was a fire near the plant, but the plant was intact. So this morning, we also find out that the Russians now have possession of that plant. The futures aren't as bad as they were, but they still look like an ugly start for sure. By the way, if you want to comment on it, on anything on the online today or anything I'm talking about today, it's Phone Call Friday. Please call us at 888-329-3306, 888-339-3306, and you can ask comments, make questions. I'd love to hear from you, 888-329-3306. Getting back to the market, the Gap also had stellar earnings after the market closed, and the stock was up 15%. Come on, Wall Street, we got some great earnings report. We still have lots of money circulating in the company, in the economy. Let's go, let's go, let's go. All right, real quick, the futures, just so you know, they're down 352, not as bad as it was last night, but they're down 352. The S&P is down 45, and the NASDAQ is down 139. Hey, if anybody wants to call in, feel free to call in. And, yeah, that'd be great. Hey, I want to say hello to some other people online. A whole bunch of people, Rob and Luzo and Jeff. I don't know, a bunch of people watching online. Thank you all for watching. I totally appreciate it. And don't forget, if you guys want to call in, 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. And you can talk about anything on your mind. Hey, let's talk about Meta, which, by the way, is Facebook for you guys who don't know, and climate change. So since this week was all about the dumbest people and the dumbest news I could find, you know, like the dumb FEMA mask requirements, if you haven't listened to that part, go back and listen to it. I think that was Wednesday. It was hysterical. So the FEMA mask requirements for a nuclear shelter or how the CDC is afraid of war in Ukraine will spread COVID. So these are all the dumb things that happened this week. And, of course, the dumbo in office who spoke on Tuesday. Well, I just had to add another dumb article to the mix. An article yesterday claimed that climate change, you ready for this, took 1% of the revenue from a giant tech company. That's right, Meta is blaming climate change as part of their loss of profit this year. Yes, I know, stop shaking your head, and let me give you the gist of the top of the dumb articles I've read all week. Oh, by the way, I read lots of articles for this show, so when I say this is the dumbest, pay attention. I can't even summarize it. I have to read it right from the article written by a staff reporter for CNBC named Jordan Novet. In all due respect for the San Francisco-based writer, he's actually reporting this and not making it up. It's real. He's actually reporting it. I mean, I actually go back, and I often look at the Twitter accounts of the writers who write the articles. I want to do some research on them because I just want to see if they're aligned with, you know, the socialists in the country or if they're legitimate reporters. And this guy actually wrote this, and it's legit, right? So even though the article starts off with a blast of freezing, and so this is how this article starts off, a blast of freezing air in the U.S. last winter made Facebook parent Meta Platforms slightly less profitable. The social media company had said this in a recent release document. It's a rare instance of a company disclosing the financial impacts of severe weather and dovetails with a push from the Security and Exchange Commission, ready to force companies to assess material risks from climate change. What? Okay, nothing in that article except, huh? The Securities and Exchange Commission is asking Meta to tell them how climate change affected their company profits? Are you kidding me? The SEC wants to know how climate change affects companies' profits. Well, of course, Zuckerberg and his socialist friends are happy to place their accounting department on this task to prove how, if the climate wasn't changing, the stockholders would have been happier. Really? But wait, believe it or not, this is not collaborative proof. This isn't a collaborative proof of climate change affecting just Meta. The SEC chair Gary Gensler said last July, and he asked staff members to draft rules on mandatory disclosure. That's right. You have to, if you own a company now and you're trading on the stock exchange, you have to disclose how climate change is changing the profit in your company. The SEC has been increasingly asking public companies on climate concerns, the Wall Street Journal reported last week. This means that all companies will now need to disclose how climate change is affecting their company. I think my head's about to explode. Seriously? Look, and whether you're a believer in climate change or a climate change denier, how is the results of a social media company going to prove that climate change is a financial issue for them? I could certainly see the hotel and leisure industry saying, it was 2 degrees colder last year, so people didn't go in the pool, so we booked less rooms. But Facebook? In fact, if it rains, more people will be on Facebook, right? Okay, I can't stand it anymore. The world has gone nuts, absolutely nuts. So thank you, SEC and Facebook, for all your efforts to save the world. Oh, and in case if you're thinking about shutting me down again, YouTube, I will say this for your bots. Climate change is the most important thing we should ever think about. If the world changes temperature 2 degrees and the polar ice caps melt, we will all drown. Can I keep my YouTube account now? Ugh. Hey, I want to remind you, it's Phone Call Friday. You can call into the show right now. The phone number is 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. Please call in. Let me know what you think of the show. And please let me know what you think of climate change and Meta. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll get back to you in just a minute.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling.
Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. Hey, thanks for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And of course, you can also leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter, and I'll try to respond to them. Hey, listen, give me a call, 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. I know you guys are watching online, and feel free to call if you're watching online, or feel free to call if you're in your car, 888-329-3306. All right, so far we've been discussing the futures update, and it's terrible. The Dow is down 355, the S&P is down 46, and the NASDAQ is down 142. We talked about Meta and climate change. I still can't get over how crazy this is. Oh, and by the way, if you want to listen to how dumb FEMA is, that was Tuesday's episode. So take a look. I thought it was Wednesday. It's Tuesday. That's right. Wednesday's episode was all about the Biden and the State of the Union address. So if you want to listen to that, feel free to do that too. So coming up, we've got segments on Did Z Use Putin? And of course, we have today's marketplace. And then we're going to have everything about what you need to do to survive this market. Hey, don't forget to hit that share button. Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure to set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. Hey, real quick, I want to say hello to Mike and Mark And Ken, everybody listening online, thanks so much. I totally appreciate your support. Let's talk about Xi and Putin. Hey, look, I'm watching the war unfold, and I'm watching the reaction of China and their President Xi. Now, about 2 months ago, we saw Putin and Xi create an alliance between the two countries. The alliance and agreement was posted on the Kremlin website, and I did get a chance to read an English translation of it. The only mistake I made is that I did not download it or copy it. The Kremlin website has been taken down by cyber attacks, and I can't access it to read the exact quotes, but they were very disturbing to me. The concept of the agreement, basically, was that President Xi and Putin feel the rest of the world leaders are weak, and now they're declaring themselves as a team as the world's largest superpowers. We now see Putin moving into Ukraine, and all hell is breaking out. We're seeing the worst sanctions ever placed on a country, and the leaders of that country, basically the leaders of the country in all the history of war and peace. I mean, they're just the worst sanctions ever, right? The leaders of Russia are not, and not only Putin, but many of the people that Putin associated with and their families are also getting sanctions. We're even seeing both hard assets, such as yachts and houses, being confiscated, and soft assets, such as investment accounts and bank accounts, are being taken or frozen from these so-called friends or associates of Putin. By the way, I honestly don't know if this is being fairly done or not. I just know that, you know, these are the reports. The extremely wealthy friends of Putin are losing their assets. However, I'm sure they have plenty of more assets hidden, you know, wherever they are hidden. And I'm sure they're doing it. Most people do it, right? All right, as I said, almost all of the powerful countries are imposing sanctions and cutting Russia off from the financial systems. They are even trying to block Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency transactions from Russia. And by the way, if this happens, Bitcoin's going to tank. If they can actually block Bitcoin from Russia, then everything Bitcoin was supposed to be, it won't be. So yeah, I'm rooting for them to block Russia Bitcoin, but I'm not so sure if I want them to be able to do it, if you understand what I mean. So of course, the only country keeping quiet at the moment is China. You know, as I said earlier, they did form a pact, and they agreed that their new friendship would have no limits. Those were the words, it would have no limits. So far, China is holding that promise to Putin, but are they having second thoughts? Or maybe they're using Putin to help them understand what would happen if China invaded a neighboring country, you know, like Taiwan. Is it possible that China formed an alliance with Russia to have Russia become sort of a simulator, or so they can collect simulation data for China? You know, as I read many articles on Chinese economy and the socialistic views of the leaders, including Xi, I can only conclude that the type of sanctions placed on Russia would probably devastate the Chinese economy faster than it will with the Russian economy. Look, we watched as Putin set up his country for the past 8 years to be ready for sanctions. And there's no indication that China has done the same. China also depends on the world for many other resources than Russia does. And of course, the world also depends on China for resources as well. Chinese banks, for example, you know, still count on global finance networks to process cross-border trade and other transactions. So we saw them sanction the SWIFT transaction system in Russia, and that would probably affect Chinese worse. Chinese manufacturers of smartphones and electric vehicles also rely on American chips and other high-tech products. China is certainly watching this mess unfold, and like a good friend who may disagree with the actions of their friend, they are supporting those actions, at least for now. An interesting quote from the Wall Street Journal states that President Xi and Mr. Putin are seen by many Chinese as a model of masculinity. Think about that, right? As a model of masculinity. However, we are now seeing President Zelensky as a real model of masculinity. Zelensky is Rambo, while the coward Putin sits in his ivory tower telling the troops how to kill innocent people. We also will see how China continues to react to the war, and we'll see if President Xi sticks to his agreement with Russia. I kind of believe he will, at least for now, or definitely try to honor it. After all, when I read the document, and if you ever go back and get a chance to read it, I'm really hoping I can get a copy of it and read it. I'm going to read it online one day. you know, it would be great. But right now, like I said, I can't access the Kremlin website. It appeared to me that these guys joined for the purpose of world domination. There's no doubt in my mind they were joining for world domination. And their timing is just right, too. The leaders in this country and the other leaders have all grown soft. Think about this, right? While our army discusses pronouns, their army is training to blow stuff up. While our army decides which gender the leaders are or which gender the leader used to be, their army in Russia and China learns how to blow stuff up. While our army complains that it's too hot in the desert or too cold in the north, their army is learning how to blow stuff up. Soon, maybe, we will have real men and, yes, real women to defend ourselves from the evil coming, right? I hope we learn soon, because most of us haven't learned to deal with the evil inside this country, making it difficult to deal with the evil coming our way from outside the country. God bless us, and God, give us the strength that we need to defeat our enemies. It's terrible right now. All right, we're going to take a break. If you guys want to call in, feel free to call in 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. Come on, guys, call in. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think of China. Let me know what you think of the war. 888-329-3306, and we'll see you guys in a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, you guys also want to call in right now, you can call me at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. And listen, if you guys want to call in and talk to me, feel free to do that. We got a few more minutes. Hey, don't forget also, by the way, somebody asked me online, they're asking me, is this broadcasting on YouTube? Yes, we are broadcasting on YouTube, and we have a Money Chat Now page on YouTube that was taken down because of medical information when I read Pfizer's report on the thing, because I don't want to say the words and we'll get taken down again. So just look up Money Chat Now on YouTube and subscribe to it again, because all the people who are subscribed to it are no longer subscribed to it because I had to reopen the channel. So go back to Money Chat Now on YouTube and you can find it, and of course you can also share it there as well. All right, so far we've been talking about the futures update. The Dow is still down 320, the S&P is down 39.5, and the NASDAQ is down 115. We talked about Meta and climate change. I still can't get over the fact that they actually really have to report how climate change is affecting the profitability of companies. Are you kidding me? It's just amazing to me. We talked about Xi and Putin and how their friendship, I don't know, maybe it'll continue, maybe it'll end, maybe they'll take over the world. Either way, I think you should start brushing up on your Chinese and your Russian, because I don't know. All right, coming up is today's picks and plays, but first, did you hit that like button yet? By the way, hit that like button, hit that share button, and hey, real quick, I think Dave might be on the phone. Is Dave there?
Yeah, how you doing, Larry?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I heard a cool quote that kind of like goes along with what you just said, is like hard times make good men make good times make weak men.
Yeah, exactly, and then they got to
start
all over.
That's where we are. Yeah, that's where we are right now.
I agree. Yeah, it's a shame. It really is. It's a shame that our army is so concerned with political correctness that they forgot what they're supposed to do.
Oh, my God. They got mandatory training. They just, like, came out with all about, like, trans bullshit crap. Sorry about that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you didn't say that word on the radio. Oh, Sam's like, you're really mad. No, I'm only teasing you.
Yeah, I caught myself. All right. Great show, Larry.
Thanks, man. I totally appreciate you listening. And anybody else wants to call in, we still got a couple of minutes. 888-329-3306. And, of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, you can also call in as well. And don't forget to set a preset to this channel and listen every day at 7:30. All right, let's get into some tips and what's going on today. As I said, it was another horrible day yesterday, and it's going to probably be a really bad day today. Yeah, the futures are coming back slightly, but hey... Mostly, it was about the news of the nuclear power plant being taken over by the Russians. And look, I'm going to tell you something, you know, because we were all worried that this nuclear power plant was going to be blown up yesterday. I believe Russia knows that if they destroy the plant, radiation will float into their country. So my guess is that, you know, they're just going to turn it up and deny power to the Ukrainians. You know, they could take it over, turn it off, and deny power to the Ukrainians in an effort to have them surrender, which it's clearly going to happen soon. And Unless NATO steps in, and if NATO steps in, then we got World War III. I'm concerned about the markets today. However, I've experienced so many events in the markets since I've been trading that I know it'll bounce back. Right now, my trading account is all in at the moment, and I need it to happen quickly. So let's go, market. Come on back. It's getting scary. Asian and European stocks are also falling, and I expect the same here. So be careful what you enter today, because... when the weekend comes, there are going to be 2 days of war that you won't be able to react to. We're going to have also employment data today on standby, and hopefully it'll be a good report. We need some good news today. Real quick, I want to go back to the futures where we are. The Dow is only down 257 now. I hate to say it. It's only down 257. The S&P is down 33, and the NASDAQ is down 94. Maybe we'll get lucky. I don't know. All right, let's talk about crypto. Crypto is in a holding pattern, and it's not moving much. I'm telling you right now, the war is going to tell us a lot about how crypto is going to work. As I said it before, if crypto actually can be blocked from Russia, then crypto is not what we thought it was. If it can't be blocked from Russia, and you know we don't want them to have it, but the reality is we need it to not be blocked for crypto to be what it is. All right, precious metals like silver and gold are creeping up, and I'm telling you, they're going to be proving to be good ideas this year to hide money in. That's a good place to be. The price of oil is actually hovering at about $110 a barrel right now. I've added that to my list of things that I want to talk about because it really is important. We need to know what's going on with oil. The 10-year Treasury bond is hovering around 1.78, and that's it. It's hovering around 1.78. You know, and what I think is basically it appears that everyone doesn't know where to put their money. They just don't know what to do with it. They're moving it around from place to place. And part of what's going on, too, is, you know, people are taking profits. They're getting scared. They're moving on. So make sure that you have a good place of money. I suggest some cash right now. Always have some cash on hand, by the way. But in your accounts, maybe hold out and wait to see what happens. Hey, don't forget also to subscribe to our event. Go to number 4mmw.com, the number 4mmw.com. We have some amazing guests, and if I get this other guest that I'm trying to get, it's going to be incredible. So 4mmw.com, it'll be all about making America great again and making your financials great again. I want to remind you that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show, and the opinions discussed in the show are solely mine. No one's asked me to discuss them. See you next week. Have a profitable day.